Okay, good. Business.
Yes, sir. Any guests tonight? No guests. Okay. Any renewals? Okay.
That's right.
Yes, so what's that? Oh, thank the few votes that I've received for Barbershop of the Year and Newcomer of the Year.
How many of you did not get the email that was sent out earlier in the week that said, here are the names of folks eligible for each of those two categories? Anyone not receive it?
I'll tell you what, I'll send it again. Trust me.
But please respond. Répondez, s'il vous plaît.
By December 3rd, we need time to put together the certificates and the frames. And so we're going to present these awards to the person that won at the annual dinner. So,
does someone refresh my brain? Who was Newcomer of the Year last year? Did we have one? I can't remember.
We did, seriously. But
I can't remember. I was trying to remember it the other day, and I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
Okay, it's a name I didn't recognize. It's on the website.
Is Rich claiming it?
Yeah. Well, anyway, keep going. I'm sorry. I just wondered if someone remembered. I was trying to quiz my brain the other day, and I could not for the life of me remember who it was. Keep going.
Rich.
Good. Yeah, I think it was.
Was it Rich?
Yeah.
Why didn't you raise your hand? I didn't see it. Okay. Rich Wheeland, our secretary, was Newcomer of the Year last year. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. The other thing, the Christmas show. Brent, I have a few things. Bob, you have some things you want to.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that that was Alec doing my job. Well, the reason I've been gone is I'm fighting kidney stones, and my bad pun for that will make you all laugh. This too shall pass. Bad. I know. That's bad. Even the previous way for me. Okay. On December 7th, on the Max and Amy show, which used to be that Monty, off the cuff, they're from Army Central, will be performing on that show. That's on Tuesday, December 7th. And on the 10th, on Megan Ruther, Hello Iowa, 13.
Hello Iowa.
Yeah. It will be Antique Harmony. They'll be performing, and they do their taping at 8:30, but the show is at 11. So, okay. And we're trying to get something on WOI and CW23. That hasn't happened yet. And community calendars, they should be on all the TV stations. We have a lady by the name of Jane Clem that wrote a great release, the Des Moines Register, and we have heard anything about it. So if you see guys see some of this stuff, like the Des Moines Register, let me know, or somebody know, because Des Moines Register is a hard one to knock. And there hasn't been some teasers sent out, Greg?
There was
some teasers?
One was sent.
One sent out?
A week ago.
Okay. Yeah. And then we're going, they're on Catch Des Moines, which is the Bureau for the Business,
Convention
Bureau. Yeah. And then City View has been contacted. And do you have anything for like the website? What's going, Greg?
Well, you can order tickets on the website. You just click on our website, harmonydelegation.com. Just click on the flyer picture. It'll take you to that. So far, online, there's been 15 tickets sold. So encourage people to sell tickets, or buy tickets, I mean.
How do we know that our contacts are on your list?
Contact Greg. And
whatever you gave me in the past.
Oh, that's fine. I understand that.
Should have gotten one of those.
Send your email addresses to Greg, and he can double check.
Yeah, I can double check and see if they were there.
That way we can at least get them added to the future if they're not there.
Contact them anyway, you know, and send them.
We can send out a cold email that says, hey, come to our show. But nothing gets butts in seats more than a personal invitation from someone they know. So even if they've received the email, it means so much more coming from you, a friend, relationship, person.
Don't your emails come from previous customers the year before?
Yes.
Several years ago, Greg wasn't doing it. I forgot one of my members died, the husband died, and it got sent out, and I had to send out a sending card. So be sure, if you got any people you sold tickets to, they might not be around contact interview. That's not a good thing to be doing. So, like Norm mentioned, you need to be clear with your sender.
I think about the only change of the online tickets, we discussed it, and there will be $1 service fee for each ticket.
Right. Except for the
if you're selling hard copies, obviously that's not. But if you're doing the online to help offset the cost of the credit card,
because they charge us for the for processing the credit cards.
Anybody else need paper tickets? We've pretty well given them all out, as I understand it. But if somebody just has to have some, let Greg know.
Well, and a reminder. Well, Elliot's got them at this point. Also remember when you sell those. Then get the information that's on the little stub, which is their name, email, and phone number. That's all you have to have. And tear that off and bring it to me. And do that as soon as you can, because I have to enter those things in. So we got them.
I'll sell in your ticket. Here's the attractive calling card. It's a good introduction to your friends when you're out selling tickets.
Check the card. I think maybe it says 7 o'clock as our start time on it, so just make sure that if you're handing it out, you might want to either tell them or scratch over that and say, we actually start at 6:30.
Well, Saturday's all out in groups of 10, so I've got about 20 groups here.
Yeah, everybody should have them. I just gave away my last one Sunday morning.
Yeah.
We got a new choir member down in St. Mary's. Young guy.
Yay!
So it's good to have these things along, even if you're selling tickets.
That's right.
Good thing to hand out.
Norm, I saw your hand.
Yeah, hopefully we will be doing prescribed show positions from next Monday on out.
Does he sell too? And he said,
a prescription for where you
stand.
Yes,
five. Prescription for your feet. Anything else in concert land?
Sure.
Yeah.
Uniform. Anybody not have any
tux at this point?
Red tie.
Well, we'll come to this side. How do we have a tux? Everybody got one? Okay. How many of you do not have a long red tie, ribbon tie?
Not a bow tie, but an actual necktie.
It's one that...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, we'll get 10 to 15. Okay. And pocket squares were red. I don't think anybody has those, so I'll get enough to cover the group.
That'd be awesome. All right. Thank you, Tori. Appreciate it. Anything else in Concert Land?